Greetings, Ms. Padmini Sebastian. Congratulations on winning the Order of Australia OAM Award.
Thank you.
What do you feel about receiving this award?
It's been quite a journey since arriving in Australia in 1984. I've had extraordinary support from my family and friends, colleagues and networks. People have opened up their hearts and their minds and given me opportunities. So I feel, really honoured to receive the award, but I think there are a number of people who I think I will be sharing this award with.
You said you migrated here in 1984. Can you give us your background briefly, please?
So my family is predominantly Tamil. My father was born in Batticloe, and on my mother's side, she's a mixture of her father grew up in Jaffna, and her mother is of mixed ethnicity from the Gumpala Kandy area. My heritage, while it's very much a Tamil background, I was brought up a Catholic. My family and I arrived in Melbourne at the end of 1984, and I'd completed my GCE O-levels in Sri Lanka, so I completed years 11 and 12. Here in Melbourne, and then I did an arts degree at the University of Melbourne, and subsequently I did a graduate diploma in journalism because I was interested in the power of storytelling to make a difference in society. So hence I did journalism, and as part of my arts degree I did politics and international relations.
Later on you got involved in a theatre company.
That's
how
right.
did that come by?
I'd always been interested in the arts. So when I was about 3 years old, my father took me to see a film in Sri Lanka called Thillana Mohanambal, in fact, with an actress called Padmini, who I'm named after, and Sivaji Ganeshan. So, and I started learning Bharatanatyam when I was 3.5 years old at a place called Saivamangir Kalaham in Colombo. And in a way, there began my interest in performing arts. And with that, I also did singing and theatre in Sri Lanka, and performed with what was then called the Wendy Watmore Academy. So I was in a number of plays. So it was natural when I came to Australia that I continued that interest in dance and theatre, more as a hobby. I did some classes with Chandrabhanu, who was teaching Bharatanatyam here in Melbourne. And I was interested in theatre both at high school but also at university. So when I finished my degree at university, I was thinking about career paths, and there were some opportunities that came my way to work in dance and theatre. And so began a career in the cultural sector.
And you have been involved with the Immigration Museum since 1997.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think being born into and growing up in Sri Lanka, I was always interested in diverse cultures, religions and languages. And to me, that was deeply part of my identity, that interest. So when I was studying, I joined Radio 3ZZZ and did some volunteer broadcasting and got to know and understand the migration and cultural essence of Australia. And when I discovered that the state government of Victoria was going to create an immigration museum here in Melbourne, that was of deep interest to me. Even though I didn't have a museum background, I did have the performing arts background and community radio background. I thought, why not? I'll throw my hat in the ring and see if I can get a role in the Immigration Museum. And of course, the Immigration Museum plays a very important role. You know, migration is one of the most defining characteristics of the world that we live in. There are more people not only living outside their country of birth than ever before, but certainly more people are on the move than ever before. And I like the idea of the role each one of us plays in shaping and creating and contributing to society. So one of the areas that I'm also involved in is working with young people in different ways, particularly young people from diverse cultural backgrounds, to share ideas and opportunities for education and career pathways. because by being able to share my experience, I'm hoping that I can provide some confidence to people, particularly from different cultural backgrounds, to say, hey, I can make a contribution and I can strive to be a leader in the community.
Even though you were skeptical about getting this job at the Immigration Museum, I think you have landed at the right sweet spot. This is SBS Tamil, broadcasting in Tamil throughout Australia. We are listening to an interview with Order of Australia OAM recipient Padmini Sebastian. Without going into great details on the politics behind it, can you tell us about the changes in immigration policies and how Australia has changed its attitude towards migrants?
I think what's distinct today is that the world has changed. So what we have is a world that is fast-paced, it's changing rapidly, and it's more networked. And what the changes are then resulting in social and economic progress, but it's also creating greater divisions in society. And being networked, where we're able to travel far and wide, where we're able to connect with each other through social media, it's bringing us closer together, but it's also creating complexities and challenges in relation to cohesion. So my observation is that we are struggling, both in Australia, but also in a number of other countries, to deal with this ever-increasing diversity. And what is required is some strong and resilient leadership across the board and a commitment by every single one of us to contribute to the conversation and to influencing policies eventually around diversity being good for us and migration being good for us. I mean, Australia has a very strong and rich Aboriginal history and traditions that are steeped into our culture, but we've had people coming here for over 200 years who continue to shape and evolve Australia. And there's evidence and information that shows that when we've had effective migration, whether it's in the 1950s or subsequently, you know, it's been good for the economy. And we've had people coming here as refugees, fleeing from wars and so on for several decades. At the moment, there are around 65 million people, according to UNHCR, who are displaced in the world. And those people are looking for a safe place to go to. So I think there's some important work to be done, both within Australia, but also in partnership, for example, with the Asian region and globally to look at how we address this crisis in a constructive way. When the first Federated Government of Australia sat in 1901, one of the first acts that was passed was the Immigration Restriction Act. And so we had this strong act that clearly indicated who can get in and who can't, but that evolved. And, you know, we've had a very successful policy of multiculturalism from the late 1970s, which has seen the country really thrive and become one of the most multicultural countries in the world. So I think it's really important for us to understand our history and what we've learned from our history, but look at, you know, how we can evolve as a country in a world where the movement of people is a reality, and that's going to continue.
Thank you for that. Do you have any suggestions for youngsters who are about to enter the workforce or who have just finished their studies to become a person like you who is able to further their career at the same time serve the community?
Yes, I think so. Understanding where your career focus and interest is, and then building relationships with people in the area of interest is really important. And more often than not, if you contact people and say you want to have a coffee with them or, you know, find out more information informally, people are willing to oblige. So I think building those relationships and networks is really important. And finding out what's happening, you know, the beauty of today is that there's a lot online. And so one can actually make connections online and connect with people online as well to get advice and find opportunities and career pathways. It's highly competitive out there, but actually having a small network of people who can be your supporters and mentors is really important. For me, my mentors are a whole range of people, from young people to people who've been in the workforce for a long time, because that way I'm constantly learning. And I think opening your mind to learning all the time is also really important, because we live in a rather fluid and ever-changing society, but also work environment. So not having rigid ideas about how you do things and where you're going to do things is a good thing as well.
Thank you, Ms. Sebastian, and congratulations again.
Thanks very much, and great to talk to you.